Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Rural Alberta Advantage opening up today's show. That's Brother. And oh, Brother, we have a beauty tonight. The Battle of Alberta for the first time in 31 years will take place game one, second round playoff series between the Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames from the Saddle Dome. Bob Stauffer with you live in the building as we speak. A special three-hour edition on game days and rounds two and beyond here on 630 CHED, the play-by-play voice of both the Edmonton Oilers and the Edmonton Elks. This is Oilers Now for Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Coming up on today's show, lots to get to. Yesterday, we had both general managers, Brad Treliving of the Calgary Flames, Ken Holland of the Edmonton Oilers. We'll grab a couple of the better clips from those interviews from yesterday's show. They will start us off and launch us in the Oilers Now Audio Vault. We'll also hear from Jay Woodcroft, Zach Cassian, a little bit later on, possibly Connor McDavid as well. Brian Lawton from the NHL Network, he will join us today at 12:35. Brian's appearance is brought to you by KDM Custom Built Homes. At 1 o'clock, we'll open up the phone lines on 780-496-0063, the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. River Cree, 100% restriction-free with daily food specials, spectacular live music each weekend. For more information, head to rivercreeresort.com. And we'll get to text on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. So again, calls and texts at 105-135. NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. From the Cult of Hockey and the Edmonton Journal's David Staples at 205. And to reminisce on the Battle of Alberta, who better than the man who was heavily involved in Boys in the Bus, the longest serving employee of the Edmonton Oilers organization over the years, vice chair of the Oilers Entertainment Group, Hall of Fame defenseman Kevin Lowe. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Neither of the two head coaches, Daryl Sutter for Calgary or Jay Woodcroft, necessarily 100% tipping their hat with lineups. Would not surprise me if both teams end up going 11-7. The Flames did not have Chris Tanev in their lineup in Game 7 against Dallas, a game that was ultimately won in overtime by Johnny Goodrow. Tanev was on the ice for the morning skate today here in Calgary. Could see them keep Michael Stone in the lineup, pull out Brett Ritchie and go 11-7. And the Oilers, Jay Woodcroft, did say that anybody that hasn't skated will be available for the Edmonton Oilers. Yesterday, Ken Holland, the Oilers GM, said that full expectation that Leon Draisaitl, along with Evander Kane and Connor McDavid, would be good to go after not skating the two previous days. All right, let's get into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear, featuring Edmonton's largest selection, unbeatable prices, and customer service that makes you feel like family. And we will start actually with Brad Treliving, because I thought he had some really poignant thoughts on what the Battle of Alberta means to this province.
We're all supportive of our teams and all the rest of it, but I think it's just awesome for the province. You know, listen, it's a great rivalry, but until you're in it, until I moved to Calgary, I remember watching this rivalry from, you know, as a young guy growing up, and I mean, to me, it was always must-watch TV. As a kid from Vancouver, it was the biggest rivalry out there. More than anything, you're just happy for the province. The province deserves it. Nobody's as passionate about the game as the people in this province. and they'll get behind their respective teams. But everything, and I know everybody around the country and everybody in the world's gone through a lot of crap the last couple of years, but I think, you know, we've had to deal with our fair share of it in this province. And so to be able to have a series like this to bring the juice that I know it's going to bring, we're excited for it. We know it's a huge, huge challenge. From a hockey standpoint, we're playing against an awesome team, and it's an awesome challenge for us. But big picture, I think it's awesome for our province. I think everybody in the province wanted it. And let's not kid ourselves. You and I follow the game here. Everybody in the NHL is looking. They'll be watching this from all the other markets. So I think it's going to be great, and I think everybody's going to have a hell of a time watching it.
All right, let's get after it. That is Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Meanwhile, Ken Holland was on yesterday's edition of Oilers Now, and he says that in his opinion, the team benefited from the adversity that they faced going through a 2-11-2 stretch, but still finishing 49-27-6.
Well, and I've been around the league a long time. I'm a big believer, whether it's in player development for young players, the adversity of, you got to go to the American League, or you don't, you got to dig in. And I think that our team, that's what the 2-11-2 in late December and January really was about, was digging in. And I think that the game against Calgary was, Koski was first star, and I think he stopped, 46 out of 49 shots, and we won that game, and it was a massive win. We started to put something together. So I think that there was, you don't know when you're going through it, but I think that we grew a lot. And I think, again, game six in LA, those are times when your team grows. And I think most teams that go on long playoff runs, and not only for this year, but to build, grow your team, those challenging moments when you're able to overcome are really important in the development of a player, and important in the development of a team. So we've faced lots of adversity throughout this year, and I think we've learned a lot. So hopefully it helps us big time here going forward.
And look, let's make no mistake. The Calgary Flames have the biggest, toughest team in the National Hockey League. They got Milan Lucic, who's a top five fighter in the league. When they want to, they can dress Brett Ritchie, who can take care of business himself. Tkachuk is a physical, nasty player. Backlund plays the game with some edge. Dubé is not a player that sits there and shies away from anything that occurs on the ice. And then on defense, they got Gabranson. Definitely a hard-nosed, tough defender. Zadorov blows guys up. Rasmus Anderson skates around the ice with a chip on his shoulder. This is a tough team. I'm not sure the Oilers can engage in that. They're not built quite the same way. And Edmonton absolutely sliced and diced the Flames in the regular season on the power play. They won two of the four games. Even the 9-5 game, the Oilers killed them on the PP. Here is what Ken Holland said, dealing with the fact that there will be a supervisor of officials for this series, and that supervisor is Don Van Massenhoven. And does there start to be, right from the get-go, a little bit of politicking behind closed doors in terms of dealing with the potential of a feisty series?
Well, there's always a supervisor, Bob, and they meet with both teams. Tomorrow they'll meet with both teams before, and then they meet with every morning of every each game. They meet with both coaches, and sometimes the managers. Sometimes we sit in. But once the game starts and the puck drops, the refs have got to do what they got to do, and both teams are going to do what they've got to do. You never know. I've been at it a long time. You never know. I think you got to be ready for everything. It's going to be passionate. It's going to be intense. I think it has the potential to be, physical, but you want to be composed. You want to make sure you don't go sit in the penalty box and give somebody four or five opportunities. And I think it's going to be fabulous. I think it's going to be great hockey. They finished 8, 9, 10 points ahead of us. There's high octane offense on our team. There's high octane offense on their team. So, but you never know. You watch the Dallas-Calgary series. and it was a real tight series. Certainly, the Dallas goalie was a big part of that story. But you never know series to series what's going to go on. That's why people tune in, and we're excited to get going, and we like our chances. We feel good about our team, and I'm sure they feel the same. So it's got the makings of a memorable series.
All right, that's Ken Holland, the Oilers general manager. Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft just finished up his morning availability today. Yesterday, part of the discussion was around staying disciplined.
For us, we put a lot of emphasis. We're one of the lower penalized teams in the league's season. And we put a lot of emphasis on just playing the game whistle to whistle. That's where our intensity, that's where our emotion will show up. You know, I know in having watched the film of the series between Dallas and Calgary, there was a lot of, you know, post-whistle scrums and whatnot, and that might be their tactic, and they can focus on whatever they want. But for us, we want to play whistle to whistle. And for us, discipline doesn't just come down to, you know, those types of things. It comes down to your adherence to your structure and being disciplined with how we want to play the game. And if we put our focus and our energy there, we think we'll be in a good spot.
That is Jay Woodcroft, who guided Edmonton to a 26-9-3 record to close out the regular season after taking over from Dave Tippett on February the 10th. Now, one player that has been involved in a lot of the stuff with the Flames over the last several years is Zach Kassian. Kassian's played 37 games all-time against Calgary. He has 126 penalty minutes in those 37 games. Conversely, one of the guys that he's often been engaged with has been Matthew Tkachuk, who in 28 games against Edmonton has 69 penalty minutes. At one time or another, Tkachuk got into it with Brandon, slew-footed Brandon Davidson, his first game in the NHL. Also, obviously, had multiple incidents with Tkachuk with Zach Kassian. In fairness, settled the score, took it like a man when they fought in January of 2020. Also fought Ethan Bear the night we had Mike Smith rolling up Cam Talbot. There's been a lot. Matthew Tkachuk's been, last year he fought James Neal when the Oilers played the Calgary Flames. Like, it's, he's been involved in it, and Zach Kassian has been involved in it as well. Kassian got a lot of hits going in the opening round of the series against Los Angeles Kings. And Kassian concurs with Woodcroft's sentiment that the Oilers have to stay disciplined.
Obviously, you can't be retaliating, marching to the penalty box. You got a good power play. I think you got to be hard between. If you look at last series, the good players are targeted. I wouldn't say it dirty by any means. Sometimes it gets out of hand, but they're targeted. They're the best players in the world. It's one of those things where you got to fight through it. Connor's a big, strong, tough guy. But ultimately, it comes down to a team effort and a willing and a competitive edge. And you respond with another physical shift. But I think we can't be marching to the penalty box. I think, like I mentioned earlier, discipline's going to be big in this series.
All right, there you go. That is Zach Kassian of the Edmonton Oilers. It is 12:19 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you, along with our longtime engineer here in Calgary who's doing double duty today. A very special thanks to John Bruins. And when we come back in Oilers Now, I'm going to set the lineup for the two teams, the expected lineup, and we'll get to NHL today for elite promotional marketing on a game day, a game night here on the road. The Oilers at the Saddle Dome, game one of the Battle of Alberta. It's going to be a beauty. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, I'm Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
12:23 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer with the Oilers in Calgary. The Oilers and the Flames tonight live in the Saddle Dome, which is where I'm at right now. We're making sure the ice is going to be good. I'm going to tell you, it is frigid up here. All right, Brendan Escott, there's a reason why you came back with Road Apples.
Oh, yeah, 1991 is when the album dropped. Here's Twist My Arm to get us into the spirit of things tonight.
Awesome, good stuff. There we go. This text comes in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Just throwing a few apples your way there, Brendan. You can twist my arm. Go Oilers, text us. He says, Bob, discipline is obviously huge, but the only way we win the series is it's going to come down to our defensemen. Got to be hard and sticks in front and get the damn puck off the wall. We look good in Game 7, but if we play the way we did against L.A. in the other games, this could be a short series. Need Nuge to do more as well. He was close to useless in the first round. That one comes to us from Go Oil. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. What are the keys for the Edmonton Oilers? You tell me. Now, we're going to operate in the following context because nothing's confirmed. Edmonton Oilers went 49-27-6 in the regular season, 4-3, obviously, winning the series in 7 against L.A., plus 10 goal differential. The Oilers fourth in offense so far in the playoffs, 3.86 goals per game, fourth in defense at 2.43 goals against per game, second on the power play at 36.8%, and fourth on PK at 87.5%. The way Jay Woodcroft has structured things is basically he's got Zach Hyman and Evander Kane playing together on a line, and it's a twosome, and then they slide the centers through the middle. McDavid with Drysdale and Yamamoto. Connor McDavid's been lights out against Calgary. 26 goals, 34 career games. What was it the great Oilers players will tell you? It's how you performed against the Flames that defined you. Leon Drysdale's got 49 points in 38 games. He's been hobbled with an LBI. Both McDavid and Drysdale have 36 points in 28 career playoff games. Connor Yamamoto on the right side. Then Kane with 13 goals and 22 points in 20 games against Calgary. 7 goals in the opening round playoff series. Zach Hyman. They'll be together and the Oilers will rotate the centers through there. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, 40 points, 48 career games against Calgary with Josh Archibald and Derek Ryan, who spent 3 seasons with the Flames. Ryan McLeod with Jesse Puljujärvi, who's got 8 goals, 14 points in 21 games against Calgary. He's played his best hockey against the Flames. Zach Cassian, again, those numbers, 6 goals, 13 points, 37 games played, 126 PIMs against Calgary. Nurse with CC's been a terrific ad for Edmonton. He's playing 21.05 per game. Nurse is over 21 minutes as well. Duncan Keith, 142 career playoff games with Evan Bouchard. Brett Kulak, who's been excellent at stopping cycles, totally 100% all in when he does so. With Tyson Barrie, we expect Chris Russell as well. I think the Oilers again will go 11-7. Mike Smith starts in goal for Edmonton. He's in the playoffs so far, 4-3 with a 2.28 goals against average, 938 save percentage. Jacob Markstrom in the playoffs, 943 save percentage, a minuscule 1.53 goals against average. Lindholm, Goodrow, and Kachuk, we've told you the story before. They all sniped 40 goals this year. That line shot the lights out at even strength. 13%. Every player was above 13%, and they played at least 88% of their 5v5 time together this year. Backlund with Mangiapane, represented by Edmonton's Rich Winner. He's a restricted free agent this year. By the way, Kachuk's an RFA. Goodrow's a UFA. Backlund, great career numbers against Edmonton. 41 points in 55 games. The Flames added Blake Coleman, 2-time Stanley Cup champ from Tampa Bay. Tyler Toffoli, 2-time Stanley Cup champ with the Kings. Trevor Lewis, 2-time Stanley Cup champ with the LA Kings as well. Of course, they already have Milan Lucic. Hanifin and Anderson, Shillington and Tanev, Zadorov and Gabranson are the D on a big, heavy, tough Calgary team that had a plus 85 goal differential in the regular season. All right, to NHL Today. For our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist, head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
All right, Josh Manson's first career playoff goal was the difference in overtime as Colorado edged Jordan Binnington, a resurgent Jordan Binnington and the Blues 3-2. Tampa took a 1-0 series lead with a 4-1 road win over the state rival Panthers. Florida opened the scoring but surrendered a power play marker to Corey Perry, and then the game swung from there. Tonight, the Hurricanes hosting the Rangers in the other Eastern Conference series before Game 1 of the Battle of Alberta goes live from Calgary, 7:30 tonight on 6:30, Ched. Ben Chiarot fined $5,000 for headbutting Ross Colton in their loss last night. Kyle Connor, Jacob Slavin, and Wild Captain Edmontonian Jared Spurgeon are this year's Lady Bing finalists for having exhibited the best type of sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct combined with a high standard of playing ability. And the Oil Kings and Winnipeg Ice open up the WHL's Eastern Conference Final Friday night in Winnipeg. Kurt Hill adding Vern Fiddler's son, Blake Fiddler, with the first overall pick in the U.S. priority draft this morning. He's a 6'2" right-shot D-man, Bob.
Wow. He's going to be a player, no question. They were elated. He was their pick all day. Here's what we're going to do. It's going to seem like we're here all day, but we are for the next 2.5 hours. Then we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come back and get back after it at 5:30. We're going to head off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back for KDM Custom Built Homes, former NHL GM, now with the NHL Network, Brian Lott. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.